Can the Regents send three prep football teams to the state finals tonight? We'll find out with Merrillville in 6A, Valpo in 5A, and Hobart in 4A in position to take a step forward to win state championships. But first, you have to win the semi-state tonight, and here is your lineup. Two Regent teams playing home tonight with Merrillville hosting Westville and Hobart welcoming Marion. As for Valparaiso, it's a road date with Giantsville. And let's say we welcome Gary Graben from Lakeshore Game Night and ask him, what are the chances the Regent can get the hat trick and send all three teams downstate?
I actually like all three teams tomorrow, and it is so rare for that to happen, to get three teams down to the state championship. But I do like them all. Merrillville has a tough matchup with Westfield, but I still think all three teams I'm going to favor to win Friday night.
Sounds like a winner. We shall see. NFL last night, Seattle was a winner, beating Arizona 28-21. And in girls high school basketball, we have a couple of finals for you. Michigan City beat La Crosse 70-26. Hammond-Wharton over Calumet 67-19. And now comes the bad news. River Forest and Michigan City Marquette has put their girls' basketball season on hold because of the coronavirus. Both teams were scheduled to play last night but decided not to for safety reasons. Meanwhile, Whiting has decided to put their winter sports schedule on hold for the same reasons. That's courtesy of the Northwest Indiana Times. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.